Whoa.
So what was the one thing Duke Riley had to bring to training camp that you couldn't forget?
My mindset. You know, I had to bring my mindset and my energy. You know, I make sure that's there every day and that I'm ready to be the best every play.
So not Harbor Oak Gummy Bears like your friend Deion Jones last year?
No, I didn't have to. Oh, I did have to bring, what was it, honey roasted peanuts for the rum. So I got to make sure I might have to go get that. I don't know yet. I just got here. I don't even know yet.
The LSU guys hung out a lot this summer. I mean, how was that connection and having those guys? And what have they already kind of told you about camp?
I mean, I'm fortunate enough to play with some linebackers that's in the NFL right now, coming from LSU, Deion Jones and Quan Alexander and Kendall Beckwith are some of the guys that I worked out with in the offseason a lot. And we were some of the guys that I came in with, some of the guys that's my closest friends, and it's just good to have those guys in my corner.
Driving the SUV today, not pulling it. Tell us about that video and the reaction you've gotten.
It was crazy. I mean, that was just a part of our workout. Usually we either pull it or push it, you know, like when we're doing like leg day. So it was just part of the workout. And I mean, I just posted it not knowing that it was going to blow up like that. But I mean, it was good publicity for me. So I mean, I didn't, you know.
Did you hear from anybody you didn't expect to hear from?
A lot of people from like MMA fighters comment on it, right? Even some like rappers comment on it. I'm just like, man, this is crazy. Like, I didn't even think it was gonna be like that big, but it was good for me, I guess.
How long you been doing that during your workout?
As long as I've been working out, like that type of workout. So I've been doing it since like high school, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does it do for you? Compared to like just squatting or doing some other?
It's just like hard stuff that, you know, basically that try to like mentally break you down, that it's just like, that's like the end of the workout. It's just like some, get your blood flowing and get your muscles, you know, just, I guess, pumped.
Did Deion or any of the other guys on the team give you some type of advice on how to have a successful training camp?
Just be yourself. Don't try to do too much. I mean, I know what I'm capable of and they do too. So they just told me the main thing is just be myself and just play fast. You mess up fast. Don't ever do anything half speed or, you know, I guess you can say with a lack of effort. So, I mean, that's just the main thing they tell me.
Duke, you don't seem like a guy that's going to fly under the radar. Does that mean some of these veterans are going to look to you to be carrying the helmet or to get up in front of everybody and sing a little bit as a rookie at this camp?
I don't mind that. You know, I don't look at myself. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm a rookie, of course, but, I mean, I've been playing this game so long that I don't see myself as a rookie in the game, you know. So, but I'm a rookie here, you know, and I understand that, and I know my role here. And I just want to show these guys that I'm ready.
What is your role here?
To be the best that I can be and be the best teammate, you know, and help the guy next to me as much as he needs help.
Where do you feel like you're at comfort-wise with this scheme on defense here?
I'm very comfortable. I love the scheme. I love my coaches, and I love the way that the competition every day. I love the competition. I love that I'm competing with some great guys. And I just love the fact that it's time now, you know what I mean? I've been itching for this my whole life, you know? So it's finally here, and it's now. I just have to, you know, basically live up to the hype.
How can you describe this rookie class coming in? You got some high-energy guys like Attack McKinley.
Yeah.
What's that been like having him around the club?
It's been good. I mean, you know, I mean, Tack wasn't with us in the beginning because of he had school. But, you know, just even some of the other guys, you know, KZ, you know, just a lot of guys. I mean, I could name a lot of guys, but I'm just a lot of guys in the rookie class that's going to do great things and that's going to bring great energy to the team also.
This is a team that won the NFC last year, and most of these guys are back. Do you feel like they should be penciled in those starting roles, or can you push some of these guys and find yourself some playing time here?
The great thing about this coaching staff is that, you know, nothing is really penciled in as far as I know, because, I mean, they're out there throwing guys in and giving guys a chance. So, I mean, you look at it, last year they had Brian Poole was a tryout, a free agent, and he ended up starting, you know. So, I mean, everyone's going to get their shot. What they do with their shot is up to them.